Are you a dreamer that wants to turn your ideas into results? Then join the virtual network of Dreammakers, powered by STEAM and sponsored by Technology Espresso. STEAM Dreammaker Portal is a mobile app that helps you get the information and inspiration to STEAM towards your goals and ambitions. We are matchmakers for students, small businesses, interns, and job seekers. Our app provides access to a variety of resources and allows users to chart their progress towards goals and stay connected with people who have the drive and steam to go along with their dreams and are doing what it takes to make those dreams a reality. Technology Espresso strives to be the portal to STEAM diversity and inclusion. Our passion is to teach knowledge through creative expression. We want you to find your place in the STEAM spectrum and turn dreamers into makers and talk into action. The STEAM Dream Portal is a multimedia springboard, fundraiser, and accelerator hosted by industry solution analysts, IT service managers, and professional development coaches Jacqueline Sanders and David Blackman, known as the Digital Duo. What started as a podcast featuring daily 10-minute sips to inspire individuals, families, and communities to take action, leverage the unique opportunity that STEAM has to offer in this digitally driven economy. We use gaming, radio, videos, social media, networking, and training platforms to help close the gaps in technology. Our mobile app helps you learn and earn PDUs, locate STEM scholarships, and professional certifications for your career, or help you leverage technology for your business, even if you're not a techie. Download and get ready to listen, learn, leverage, and launch. If it's time to put words into action, start with the STEAM Dream mobile app.
Hello, Technology Espresso listeners. So this week, we've been diving into the book, The Little Black Book of Decision Making, and I've been taking various excerpts, and we're winding down, and I want to pull from another section, but I always want to let you know that these are just excerpts from the book. The book as a whole is a great read, something to have in your collection and to share with others. So do look for it. It's by Michael Nicholas, and the subtitle is Making Complex Decisions with Confidence in a Fast-Moving World. And I mentioned to you, I actually picked it up at a FedEx Kinko location. I was getting some items Xeroxed and bound, and they always have a great list of books because they're usually business related, and they're usually quick, easy reads, and this one is as well. I'm sure you also can find them on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble's, and there might even be Kindle versions where you can read online. But fast forward to chapter 8. And that chapter is called The Inside Out Challenge. And each chapter starts with a quote. And this one by George Bernard Shaw says, "Progress is impossible without change. And those who cannot change their mind cannot change anything." So a good quote. I like to read it twice. Progress is impossible without change. And those who cannot change their minds cannot change anything. So change starts within your mind. And it goes on, this particular chapter, they started out talking about that people first have to realize that your mind never stops growing. As long as you continue to feed it and exercise it and use it and stretch it, then your mind can absorb infinite amount of things. There was even a time where people had a specific number that the brain could only hold like 10,000 things at a time. And there were these whole studies. And the way they went about that is they watched people who had mastered a particular area. And those people, they did a way of measuring, and they found that people who were experts at something, their minds held about 10,000 items at one time, pieces of knowledge. And those that were kind of intermediate at their careers or expertise held about 7,000 facts or pieces of information. And then those that were mediocre, let's say, at their careers held about 5,000. Now, that in itself, you think sounds kind of silly. Who can quantify what your brain can hold? And in fact, and based on this book, it says that that's not true, that they've proven that your brain never stops absorbing and learning. It's not like you'll reach a limit and it'll start leaking out. And one example is there was a example and from London, actually. It was a cab driver that went on to kind of be a little bit of a celebrity on one of their game shows because he was winning. He had the longest winning streak on one of the trivial shows, kind of like what we have when we have Jeopardy. But the irony was, is that he didn't go to any type of higher education. He was pretty much self-educated. Again, think he drove a taxi. But what he did was he took it upon himself to memorize over 25,000 streets as well as the businesses and landmarks on those streets. So he was always stretching and expanding his mind, collecting information and data and retaining it and using it. And so he trained his brain to a high level of cognitive health and learned how to learn. And the rest is history, it says. I think that's very fascinating. And one of the things, as I've embarked upon this topic this last week, is I've gotten back and told myself that I'm going to do a lot more reading. I've gotten away from reading. Of course, I read on the computer and online, but actually getting books and restocking my collection. I've had closets dedicated to books, and I've given away as many books, and then I fill the closet back up. And I'm going to get back to that. And because as I've done this series, I've been sharing excerpts from these different books that I'm reading now, I just remembered how much I enjoyed it. And also in the book, reading that it actually relaxes you like no other activity, just reading. And then, of course, it's helping you to strengthen your brain. Well, as I continue in this particular chapter 8, the excerpt that I wanted to share with you in particular, it's called the Inside Out Challenge. And he takes the time to, first of all, recap some of the key points of the book. So it kind of serves two purposes. So let's go through a recap so far. Number one, in order to make better decisions, you first of all have to understand the impact that our emotions have on decision making. And that was in chapter 4. We need to be able to overcome the way that our feelings can lead us to become masters of self-deception, able to confirm that we are right even when we are completely wrong. So the challenge here, the big question is, how can we learn to be less controlled by our emotions so that our observations can become more objective and we can improve our ability to see past our delusions? So that's the first challenge. Here's number two, the need for increased levels of awareness, especially self-awareness, because increased awareness always precedes new thinking, feeling, or actions. That was from chapter 5. It is not possible to make a new choice from an old level of awareness. Therefore, in relationship to personal change, we need not just awareness, so not just aware of what everybody else is doing, but self-awareness. So the challenge here and the big question, how can we increase self-awareness? What can you do to increase your self-awareness, to really go inside and be honest with yourself? All right. So number three, he says, as we recap the book, the ability to become less reactive and more responsive, which requires that we become more aware of the automatic activity of the unconscious mind. We need to learn to notice the way in which we interpret things, to recognize our instinctive reactions, and to process our fears differently so that we can develop the capability to overcome habitual patterns, to become more adaptable, flexible, and resilient. So look back over choices and reactions to situations you've had over the years. And that's a form of self-evaluation, self-awareness. Look at how you reacted and step back. And it goes back to the previous. What emotions played into that? And look for those patterns. And are you stuck in those patterns in that way of thinking? If so, find out how to become more adaptable, flexible, and resilient. Sometimes we actually have to do the opposite of what we would naturally do. That's even one way of breaking the pattern. So, question, challenge number three, How can we learn to see the world differently so that we can take charge of the way in which we interpret things? All right, number four, the need to be able to effectively balance the different capabilities of the mind and the brain. So that's chapter 7 of the book. And in particular, we must learn to manage the automatic and very fast operations of the unconscious, instinctive, emotional, and intuitive mind, and the much slower process of the conscious, rational, and intellectual mind. So what that means is that when we're emotional, we have knee-jerk reactions. Quick, fast, we know we're in touch with our emotions, and so we'll react to that. But it takes longer to process the rational and the intellectual. So sometimes we need to slow down and make sure that we've balanced from the outside in and the inside out before we react. So the question and the challenge here, how can our slow, conscious mind become more capable at interpreting the flow of the very fast unconscious? That, again, this book talks about making complex decisions with confidence in a fast-moving world. The world is moving fast and it's pressuring you to react fast, make decisions fast. If not, there's always the fear that you're going to be left behind. So how do you do that? But also make sure you're giving yourself enough time to process the unconscious, the logical, the intellectual. Now, as simple as it sounds, that's why they call it a challenge. It's definitely a challenge. Number 5, the importance of becoming more tenacious because it is the first requirement for being creative. It is very hard to think of any example where a significant advance was achieved without considerable persistence, resolve, and commitment. So the challenge here, how can we go about developing something like tenacity, which is clearly not a skill, okay? It's not something that you can go and take a class on, how to become resilient and tenacious or persistent. This is just a mental mindset, a commitment. So that's our challenge number 5. That takes us to number 6. As the second critical element in enabling greater creativity, the ability to retain an openness of mind. This moves our experimental reality such that we are more able to notice things like instances of limiting assumptions, confirmation bias, or conventional wisdom for what they are, as well as enabling a greater capability for considering new possibilities to expand thinking beyond current boundaries. And the one big comment I'll say here is that sometimes, whether we know it or not, because we surround ourselves with like-minded people, sometimes our ideals, our thought processes are never challenged because everybody else is agreeing with you. Everybody else thinks the same way. Everybody else interprets the world like you. Then there's nothing to make you think that there's another way of thinking. And then even sometimes we use the excuse that it's a cultural thing. And let's be honest, or we'll say it's a black thing, or that other people who don't agree because they don't understand a particular situation. You've never walked in my shoes, so you don't understand. So we always have defense mechanisms to reinforce what we want to believe. Well, maybe one of the first steps is step out of the same group that you've always been around. And you guys might have even remember me saying, if you were listening earlier in the week, that our recent trip, we got to leave the country. And there were so many things that were different. It was in some ways sometimes sensory overload. But it actually woke up things in me since I hadn't been out of the country in a long time that reminded me that how we see things in the United States is not the only way of seeing things. And so it's good to get out of your current surroundings in some form or fashion. And I think travel is one of those ways. Seeing other cultures, seeing other people's reality, kind of jar and shake things up. Now, I'll get to the final item on the list now. Number 7, the ability to generate new insights by improving our ability to generate new creative ideas. The third of the critical requirements in the creative process. So the big question here, the challenge, is it ever possible to become more intuitive? And if so, how? So you might even be a creative person, but how do you continuously push your creativity? So we all have challenges because it's always continuous process improvement. It's not to say that you're doing anything wrong or that you've missed the boat. The bottom line is continuously find ways to challenge yourself. So I hope the items that I've read to you today give you some food for thought. And I'd love to hear how you're going to challenge yourself or already challenging yourself in 2018 to be more open-minded, more creative, to make sure that you're making decisions inside out as well as outside in. We look forward to hearing from you. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.